You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Insights with Solaris with Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Live from Solaris.1.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Insights with Solaris
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Insights with Solaris, where I'm your host, Jennifer. I'm a tarot reader with over 10 years of experience, and I do a bunch of other things from astrology, numerology, to energetic healing. I do a little bit of it all, but at the end of the day, I simply say I am a channel of spirit, and spirit is already talking. So instead of my usual spew, I'm just going to go right into the message. And this is a weekly message over the next 7 days, what to expect. And it's going to be quite an interesting week for the collective. It seems like at this time, there may have been some anxieties, some fears, sleepless nights. So if you've been having trouble sleeping, that's going to continue for a couple of days, but you will see the improvement in by next week. But it seems like there is a full release happening, which is incredible because I do believe next week we are going into a new moon, which is also a great time for insight and release. But if you have been holding on to aspects of the past, whether that's past relationships, failures, or past negative self-talk patterns, whatever it may be in your particular situation, you are walking away from it because you are finally ready to release it. And that is so incredible to see. You have learned your lessons. You have continued to move forward. And now you're at the place where like, okay, let's wipe our hands, dust it off, and leave the baggage because you're moving on. So it will be a little nerve-wracking for a couple more days, but know that you have the discipline and that you have a confidence in everything that you need in order to finally let go of all these past stories. So I really like that for the collective. And I'm just as excited to go into our caller today, which we have Andrea from Virginia. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing tonight?
Oh, not too bad. And I had a shoulder injury, so my shoulder's been bothering me. But other than that, I'm doing good.
Oh, yeah, that's no good. So what type of questions do you have today?
I don't know. Do you do a general one or should I come up with a specific question?
I can absolutely do a general. And if anything is coming up that you would like to discuss more of, you can just stop me and we can go in and dive a little bit more specifically.
Okay.
Right. I see conflict around you right now. It could be a little bit of bunch of petty things that seem to go on in your background, not necessarily with you, but you just happen to be on the receiving end, like people coming over to you and complaining, or whether you have family members and stuff just bickering back and forth. I just see a lot of this clashing happening around you. And again, it doesn't seem like you're really involved, but people try to get you to be involved. They try to get you to take sides. Like, it's like, okay, this person's telling me this and I'm being told this and you're wanting to be taken aside. And I'm seeing this. Okay, you dealt with this multiple times in your workplace. Okay, this is a recurring theme.
Yes.
But it seems like right
the
now
nail on the head.
Yeah. Right now it seems also more focused on family matters, actually. Or how just everyone just seems to be, I want it my way. But is it two women? Are you in between two women right now, going back and forth?
Yes.
So someone is probably a bit more impulsive, a sharper tongue, very smart, though. And the other one is kind of more thoughtful, curious, but also very stubborn. So we have two two different types of stubborn energy I'm seeing here. But okay, let's take a deep breath, because again, this isn't your problem, but because it's coming in, let's just go in and see what is your role in all of this, because it looks like you help things move. So overall, when I'm looking at your energy, I am seeing you as a person like, okay, when you have stagnant energy around you, that could be with people, places, things, you are actually the one that goes in energetically and makes things move again. So that's why a lot of people come to you with your problems, because when they're stuck, they know you subconsciously and energetically know how to get it moving. So you have a very special skill and it can be very exhausting. So make sure that you always put your boundaries up when you are getting tired. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so moving into the situation, it does seem like the more sensible and the more grounded but stubborn individuals in this connection is going to be stepping up more in like, okay, her way is a bit more truthful. It's a bit more right. The other individual that has that sharp tongue, witty, independent, she underneath it, she has the truth. But she struggles with sharing the emotional aspect of it. So while her opinions and her thoughts should not be overlooked, because it has a lot of truth to it, it has a lot of information needed. But moving forward, that more warm and sensible energy, the female is going to have a bit more sway. But you now have a masculine energy coming in too. So do you have like a supervisor or something that's masculine?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, he's going to be involved. so it's good. It looks like the situation is going to escalate a little bit more. But with that involvement of that supervisor, it seems like there will be understanding of like, okay, we got to work together. There may be all this clashing, but at the end of the day, this is a professional workplace. You got to work together. You got to collaborate. And yeah, there is some like some emotional waves going through, but it seems like it's going to be stabilizing. A little bit rocky, still a lot of clashing, but stabilizing to a place where, okay, we can work together and you're not stuck in the middle of everything. Because that gets tiring.
Yeah, my boss is actually my friend because he actually got me the job.
Oh, well, okay. It's always nice to have those connections. So anything else? Okay.
Yes. Do you see a new job, though, in the future? Because I don't really like this one anymore.
I was just about to come in and say that. So a new partnership is coming for you. So at first, my first initial like, oh, okay, maybe this is like a little bit of romance coming or just revitalizing itself, a nice state. But then it was backed up by this transition card. So I see you transitioning. Now, sometimes this could be a physical move where you actually may have to drive more, different location. But since you've already looking for another job or you're considering it, I like this omen that connected with a particularly a job that is more emotionally rewarding for you. Yeah, but you will have to balance some because it's not going to show itself very clearly. So it's going to be a lot of back and forth of like, okay, can I take half of a day off to go to this interview to work and to get another job? So there will be some balancing you are going to have to work with, but I do see you transitioning to something new. Let's see if we can get a timeline. Three weeks, 3 months, potentially after the holidays. So I'm seeing a lot of number threes. But I'm getting a feeling that something is going to happen. And this does seem like personal. Perhaps you have a little bit of seasonal depression or just like.
I do.
It seems like there is some more lessons for you to just kind of internalize in the winter months, especially looking back on some of those past pains, like missing family members. Because it seems like I'm feeling ancestral energy come forward, just bringing in a lot of love because I can tell that you are missing her. So, know that from the, your loved ones are watching you, okay? And so over the winter months, allow yourself to start to explore, but it's not necessarily the right time to move forward because you are dealing with a lot of things internally. But remember when we were talking about before, you know how to move stagnant energy. So if at any point in the winter, you're like, okay, I need to move, whether that's physically or is that changing your job, you have that natural intuition and that ability to know when to move. And that's fantastic when finding a new job. It's fantastic for every part of your life. So that is a really great skill. So now that perhaps you're a bit more aware of it, listen to your body. When you start like, okay, I need to move. I need to go for a walk. Whatever your body is telling you, it's because you are moving energy for you to continue on to a path that's better for you.
Yeah, I've also been thinking about selling my house and moving myself.
You would have more job opportunities if you want to expand a little bit farther.
Yeah.
Again, allow yourself to do this little bit of a grieving process. I'm not seeing new grief. It's definitely past grief where you're finally saying, I'm ready to let go. I'm ready to let go of the things that have been holding me back in this particular place, this job, this mindset. And as you are allowing that release to happen in the winter months, you're stepping in and you're allowing yourself to be receptive for more abundance. And I'm loving all of these cards combinations when we're talking about abundance, because you are coming in and you are stepping in as the Empress. And I love seeing this card comes up. It's my second favorite card in this deck. But nice. It's abundance. It's okay. I have complete control over my environment. I am nurturing it. And now it's flourishing because that is the mother of the tarot. And what does a mother do? She nurtures. She provides safety and love. And that's what you are allowing yourself to receive after the winter months. So I see a major shift in 3 months where you finally get that mindset change. And as we are going into spring, so let's say I'm seeing a mindset change like in the middle of January where you can finally say, I'm letting go. Let's go have these plans to move. Let's find this job. And everything's going to fall into place after that. And then 9 weeks
after my birthday month.
Fantastic. And 9 weeks after that, when you feel that click, that's where you're going to be in like, oh my gosh, I don't even recognize the person I was 3 months ago because you're in a completely different place. And I really love this for you. Yeah, don't expect the worst, okay? We're getting out of that mindset of negative self-talk of that it's not going to work out because you have everything that you need to succeed, okay? So whenever you feel anxious, whenever you get through those fear-based thoughts, remember it's from a place of lack, a lack of self-confidence that, oh, I can't succeed. But you can succeed. You have always succeeded in your life so far. It may have not always turned out well, but you have always succeeded and you will continue to succeed. So
let go
of negative-based thoughts. Make sure you rest your shoulder because we don't want any more injuries. And I love this for you. Give it next spring and you're going to be in a completely different place.